Madtown's number one for hits and hip-hop, 93.1 Jams, Fusion in the Afternoons. From Madison College, I have Morgan on the line today, who is part of the Black Women's Affinity Group, and they have an art exhibit at Madison College Truax Campus. It's a free art exhibit.
The Black Women's Affinity Group at Madison College has been sponsoring this event for 3 years. Okay. The first year that we held this event, it was in 2021, and we were just coming back from COVID, and there was a lot of uncertainty. It was in 2022, and there was a lot of uncertainty. And we had lost one of our beloved sisters in 2021. Djibouti Akia was an advisor here at the college for many years, and she not only was well respected, but she was just so loved. She had a gentle spirit, but she was firm, and she always centered the students and the needs of the students, but she always provided kind of that big sis energy to a lot of people, or that auntie energy, or just somebody who you knew you could bounce something off of, and she would give you a fair and empathetic, answer her experience. So she had a dream. She really wanted to do an art show in Black History Month. And when the group had newly formed, it was the one thing that she consistently said, we need to find a way to do this. And so coming back from COVID, figuring out how to grieve her, because when she passed, we couldn't grieve her in the normal ways because we were all still at home. We decided to take this on. And none of us had ever done this kind of work before. But we felt so moved by the need to honor her. And so that's what we did. So this exhibit honors the life and the legacy of our beloved sister. It supports the amazing talent that we see within our community, because this isn't a community event. We put out a call to community artists and we spotlight their work. We ask that they submit work that represents a theme, and that theme, it always centers and celebrates the beautifulness that is Black women.
Okay.
And it also provides a platform for the Black women at the college to share a little bit about what they are experiencing.
That's important.
It is, right? And, the amazing thing about this experience is it was imagined by a Black woman. That vision was carried out by Black women. It centers the voices of Black women. And the goal is that it gives people an opportunity to center the voices of Black women and lift them up within the Madison College community and the broader community that we support.
This is a really amazing exhibit that you have over at Madison College. It's at the Truax location, correct?
That is correct, yes. So the Truax location is where our gallery is located, and it is going to be exhibited through the entire month of February. So we have our hours, if you would like to come see it, through February 29th, because it's leap year. We get an extra day this year. Exactly. So the gallery hours are Monday through Monday 9 to 5, Tuesday 9 to 11, and then 2:30 to 6, Wednesday 9 to 5, Thursday 9 to 6, Friday 11 to 3, and then we are offering some Saturday hours this year. The last Saturday option we will be offering is this Saturday, the 17th, from 10 to 2.
And in regards to, experiencing this exhibit, how long should an average person expect to be there? Is it like a 20, 30 minute experience? Is it an hour? Like what kind of?
That's a great question. I think that is very unique to the person. Art is very subjective. And sometimes people will spend 20, 30 minutes in the gallery. Sometimes people spend 5 or 10 minutes, right? It also depends on who might be in the gallery with you. We hope that sometimes when you're looking at this art and you're standing next to somebody, you might spark up a conversation. It might lead to you having a conversation about what you are taking away from the art. So I would say plan at least 30 minutes. But it may not take that long.
Okay. The MATC Truax building is located at 1701 Wright Street. The art gallery is in the mezzanine entrance to the building. And if you're coming down, you can park in the visitor or in the student lots, correct?
That is correct.
Awesome. Morgan, I thank you for your time here today. What does this exhibit mean to you?
That is a powerful question for me. I have been part of the planning committee every year, and this exhibit symbolizes the sisterhood that I have been able to create with many of the other Black women at this institution because we have a group like the Black Women's Affinity Group. And it also symbolizes the fact that Black women often don't have their voices centered, and having an opportunity to do that is important to us.
Again, Morgan, thank you so much for sharing the art exhibit with us. And one more time, you want to put out the hours where Madison can tune in and come and see this exhibit.
All right. So through the entire month of February, the exhibit will be available and open to the community. So on Mondays, it will be open from 9 to 6, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesdays, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then again, from 2:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we do have one more Saturday option available coming up this Saturday, the 17th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's awesome. The Restoring Black Woman Art Exhibit hosted by the Black Women's Affinity Group is at the Madison Truax campus at 1701 Wright Street. The exhibit is on the mezzanine entrance. And Madtown, feel free to park in the visitor or student lots and enjoy this really amazing exhibit that Morgan's worked very hard on.
And others,
yes.
Come look at the art, support the local artists. There are QR codes on all of their art if you want to check out their personal websites and or their social media. And if you want to support a Black woman in the month of February, please do. Pour into them. They need that love too.
And this is one way to do it. It's free. It'll only take as much time as you want to allow it to take. And it's doing some really amazing things for Black women here in the 608. So thank you very much, Morgan and company.
Thank you.
Learn more about the Black Women's Affinity Group Restoring the Black Woman Art Exhibit at madtownjams.com.